girl.
Right corner, Fisher jacks up a three. Good! There it is again, number two for Allie Fisher in this quarter. Here's a drive into the lane, handoff to Drew Brodigan. On the arc to Lessing, he's available. Got it from three-point territory. Backcourt, it goes to Cook up into Gadosh. Pulls up and tries to light it up for three-point land and does. Brooke Gadosh, a 23-footer for Anna.
Join the excitement on scoresbroadcast.com.
Gliding through the lane, off balance, Sherman banks it right in front. Got it to go. Good play by Sherman. He went to work on Bryce Sosman. Deep right corner, Rayanne Fry. Dribble drive, running one-hander. Banked it in. Nicely done by Rayanne Fry. With a second left in the first half. Oh, look at Benjamin go to work. Driving down the left side of the lane. Dipsy through maneuver by Benjamin with the left hand. Wow. A terrific play by Wyatt Benjamin.
Enjoy all those terrific plays on your phone or computer. Follow the Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, Minster Wildcats, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Rodgers comes out to catch, hands off to Gordon. Gordon spots up, launches a three. Good! He hit it from 22 feet. Andre Gordon, line drive shot, nothing but Cord. 43-26, it's a track meet right now. Chieftains don't want that. They do not want to run with them. Rebound Gordon, oh, no look, pass ahead to Bowser. Driving low up, got it.
So many players excel on scoresbroadcast.com.
What a game. Raiders win it by 12. Who's the Clancy's award winner for both clubs?
Well, on the Rushi side, there's a lot of choices, but I'm going to go with Cole Tevy. I just thought he was terrific. He's undersized for the position he has to play, but every game that kid comes out and just does an amazing job.
Back to Heron. She lines up a three. It looks like it's good from here. It is! Maria Heron hits another one.
You're going to have trouble beating Rushi when she's getting 26 on you.
Here's Heron all the way down the lane, all the way to the rack. Shovels left hand. Good by Maria Heron. Unstoppable in this game.
I'd like to see her and Andre Gordon go at it.
Superb teams go at it every night.
Ball out to Bringer foul line. One dribble down the lane. She's open all the way to the rack for two. Courtney Bringer deals to Reckerman on the arc. She steps inside it. Jump shot at the buzzer. 18-footer. Got it. Reckerman finished the first half for Minster with a buzzer-beating two-pointer.
Buzzer beaters and perfect passes.
Oh, what a nice wraparound pass. Beautifully done by Cassie Meyer. She got double-teamed, knew somebody had to be open. Threw the ball below the basket along the bottom of the key to Olivia Clark. She was the beneficiary of a fine pass again from Cassie Meyer. Oh, here's a great pass down the floor. Keyshawn Johnson, a 50-foot heave to Kirtner, low on the left. He beat everybody down the court. Caught it as he was going up. Great assist, Keyshawn Johnson. Thrown back out on the plate of Vanessa Winter. Open for 15. Bullseye. Vanessa Winter's on the money.
Money? Enjoy scoresbroadcast.com free of cost. There's no other high school play-by-play internet service like it. We're the radio on your phone.
If you guys enjoy what we do here, and if you enjoy the high school basketball in Shelby County as much as we like bringing it to you, let the sponsors know. Let them know that you appreciate what they're doing, you know, because they're not making the money off of us. They're giving us this opportunity to bring these games to you. So if you get a chance, make sure you let these sponsors know how much you appreciate their sponsoring us.
Andy Pierce, middle of the floor, bounce pass baseline right to Siegel, reverse layup, he sticks it in. Gasson made it happen. He navigated the paint, burning into the lane. Hand off to Gasson, elbow in the left, fadeaway, 12-footer, in! What a shot by Gasson! It's tied up! It's tied up!
Since 2007, 400,000 listeners have been tied up, too, on game nights, listening to scoresbroadcast.com.
Oh, looky here. Murphy is in the open area behind the arc, and he lofts it a long triple for Jackson Center. Got it! At the buzzer! Wow! What a shot! Dylan Burning lofted in a long three. The ball was delivered to him chest high. A good place to receive it, catch and shoot right away. And he pumped it in, beating the horn. And the Redskins are up 7-30-23 at the end of three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good evening to you once again, everyone. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here at Sydney High School. All set for game two of today's doubleheader. It is Rushi in Mechanicsburg. The other lower bracket sectional semifinal. Fort Loramie won the earlier game tonight, defeating Ansonia easily 55-32 to earn the right to play in the sectional title game on Saturday. The winner of this game will meet Fort Loramie. It could very well be a Rushi-Fort Loramie contest on Saturday for the third time this year. But Rushi can't overlook Mechanicsburg, a dangerous team. Vodkinschuk found that out last night. Trojans played Troy Christian, 16-6 on the year, and fell by a point. Mechanicsburg comes in with a mark of 13-9. It's a club which has averaged better than 45 points a game this year. Rushi 18-5 on the season. Rushi dropped four of its last 10, has won three in a row, though. Raiders suffered through some injuries late in the year, one notably to Maria Heron, but Rushi back on track after a late-season triumph on the road at Fort Loramie by 15.
Well, the only thing that you can get to Rushi is they just have absolutely zero depth. When Garkey went out for the season, that took them down to truly, they got seven girls that play, six play a lot.
Right.
And they got to avoid foul trouble. They don't seem to get tired, and that's a plus for them. But Coach Dodane's team at Mechanicsburg, every year they're well coached, and it seems like every year she has a daughter that stands out there and lights it up.
Andy Timmerman, head coach of the Rushi girls, has done a fine job this year with, as you said, Chuck, no personnel at side court on the bench when the starting five is on the floor. I'm exaggerating, of course. There are just a few players available, but it's a team that's extremely lean as any girls varsity team around. But I tell you what, Chuck, we've covered a number of Rushi games firsthand, and I wouldn't say the Rushi ladies pace themselves, but they know they're in every game for the long haul, and they endure it quite well.
Yeah, I've not seen them pace themselves. They play hard. They play good defense. You know, Tiffany Hatcher, not a huge scoring year for her, but she still made the second team all of Shelby County because she is as good an on-ball defender as there is in the league. And then you talk about Maria Heron. That girl can just flat out shoot the ball. She can light it up. Cordonier, one of your favorites, she comes off the bench and does a great job for them. And who am I forgetting? Oh, Larissa Poling. Larissa Poling has become a real good inside basketball player for the Raiders.
This Mechanicsburg team has pretty good overall height. Megan Hucks, a 5'3 junior, does start. But after that, it's a 5'6 Casey Schipfer, 5'8 Morgan Hamby. Michaela Dodane, a spark plug out front, a 5'2 senior, very good three-point shooter. And Shannon Barch, a 5'9 senior. So Mechanicsburg does have some size to combat the likes of Rushi's interior height, which features Larissa Poling, fine inside player. Larissa, 6'1", Cameo Wilson right there with Larissa. But Rushi, of course, cannot afford any kind of foul trouble whatsoever. That is of paramount importance tonight for Coach Timmerman's Rushi girls.
Well, you know, I mean, and it's going to start out. You just have to recognize how the game's being played or being called by the officials. So if it's going to be a tightly called game, you got to make sure you're playing defense with your feet, keep your hands out.
Last thing Rushi wants is a game much like the first one, when we had foul after foul after foul and turnover after turnover after turnover.
I don't want that either.
No. Mechanicsburg plays in the Ohio Heritage Conference, of which there are two divisions. Mechanicsburg finished second in the division in which it plays. Made a nice comeback win at midseason over Fairbanks after being down by 16. Wound up winning that game by double digits. Rushi Raiders with an excellent season as well. Keep in mind, Rushi has lost his five, and a couple of those were to Versailles and Minster, and the Raiders gave a very good account of themselves in those two games, losing at Minster 51-45, a game in which Rushi led with a minute 50 to go. Versailles led Rushi from start to finish wound up winning by 10, although Rushi shaved a 17-point deficit down to 6, I believe, with about 90 seconds to go in that game. Maria Heron is a young lady that Mechanicsburg, I'm sure, will focus on, Chuck.
You better.
Raiders have other point getters as well. In fact, there's very good balance. Larissa Poling is at about 12 a game. Maria at nearly 14. And then three young ladies, including Cameo Wilson, Tiffany Hatcher, and Jenna Cordonier, are all at 8 a game.
Yeah, and that's terrific. You don't want somebody averaging 25 and everybody else averaging 4 because good coaches can figure out a way to take them out of the game. You've got a lot of girls that can put the ball in the basket down the other end.
I expect a lot of three-pointers to fly in this game, this second game here tonight. Mechanicsburg, the home team in the white, purple numbers, gold trim. Rushi, the road blue, gold numbers outlined in white. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, the U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. In addition, gratitude to these Rushi sponsors, big shout-outs to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, which came on board with us last March during the basketball tournament. Also a big thank you to Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. Sydney Car Care, 492-9495. And Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a long look at Primary Eye Care on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, one of our underwriting sponsors, with the Bluffton University MBA program, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, and Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at goffneyfurniture.com, as well as Frisch's in Sydney. What is your favorite thing? Starting lineups are being introduced for the Rushi Raiders. Opening five, Larissa Poling. 6'1 post player, just a sophomore. Tiffany Hatcher in the opening five, a 5'8 wing player, a senior. Cameo Wilson, 6'1, a junior in the middle. Whitney Plyman starts out front at guard with Maria Heron. Heron 5'4, Plyman 5'3. Mechanicsburg Indians, coached by Christy Dodane, sixth year at Mechanicsburg. And she also has 10 years, 2 at Graham, 8 at Miami East, as head girls basketball coach, in addition to the 6 here for the Indians.
Won a couple of state championships with Miami East with one of the best girls basketball teams I've ever watched.
Oh, they were outstanding. Head coach Christy Dodane. Casey Schipfer, 5'6 freshman in the opening five for Mechanicsburg, along with Morgan Hamby, who is a 5'8 freshman. Michaela Dodane, 5'2 senior out front. Megan Hucks, a 5'3 junior. Shannon Barch, a 5'9 senior, rounding out the five for Mechanicsburg. Rushi got the opening tip to start the game, and a long shot from the corner, shy of the mark, out of bounds. Indians with possession. Dribbling hard at midcourt is Dodane. Around traffic, feeds a teammate low on the left. Shot deflected. Poling and Wilson were there to block. Rebound comes away to Rushi. It was Shannon Barch on the five-footer, and Rushi's tall defender said, no way. Here's Wilson with a catch 15 feet away, a drive to the rim. Shot it up there short, no good. Little Whitney Plyman got the rebound, hit Heron with a drive down the lane, all the way to the cup, up and in for two. Here is Mechanicsburg trying to push it. Ball flipped to the foul line. Turnaround Jay, but Morgan Hamby blocked again by Rushi. Raiders with a loose ball. Plyman whistles her way down the floor. Stops head of the key. Goes to Wilson outside the arc on the left. on a weave to Hatcher. Through the top of the key, dumps it to Plyman, left corner. Open look, 17-footer, count it. Well, Whitney Plyman, Chuck, as the season has progressed, is a lady you cannot leave open. She will drain the shot on you.
If she sets her feet, she's an excellent shooter.
4-0, Rushi. McKinnisburg trying to play fast, quickly up the floor to the right corner. Bad shot taken. Rebound low on the left by Hamby. Blocked again by Rushi. Third one of this game. Loose ball tied up. Knocked out of bounds by Rushi. And Mechanicsburg will throw in. Indians finding that Rushi's interior defense is aggressive, sizable, and very athletic. Inbounds pass stolen by Rushi. Plyman down the floor to Wilson. Wilson double dribbled as she entered the paint. Good call by the referee.
She was kind of indecisive on whether she was going to go to the basket or look for a pass, and she got both hands on the ball.
6:25 to go, first quarter. 4-0, Rushi. Mechanicsburg, forecourt left, baseline drive to Casey Schipfer. She's in a little trouble and tried to lurch her body underneath the basket in hopes of finding a teammate low on the right, and so doing dragged the pivot foot, and Rushi's got the ball back. 2 minutes gone, opening period. Plyman, midcourt. Plyman and Heron, the two guards for the Raiders, have the buckets. Oh, Heron's got a free alley to the lane again. That's too easy. Mechanicsburg doesn't slide over and shut her off. And Maria has got two gimmies around the rim on good drive, started 20 feet away. And here's another shot deflection by Rushi. Four in the first 2 minutes and 15 seconds. Heron, long throw to Poling. Look out. Caught it and laid it in. And Mechanicsburg is reeling right away. 5:43 to go in the first. Indians timeout, down 8-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.oh.com.
Well, we are located on the west side of the Sydney High School Gymnasium behind the scores table amongst the Rushi fans. Wearing blue and gold here tonight at Sydney High School. Rushi off to a good start. Raiders lead 8-0. 5:37 left in the first. Two goals by Maria Heron. Mechanicsburg has not stopped her drive to the basket yet. Here's Mechanicsburg with the ball. Forecourt to our left. It is Hux to Birch. 25 feet away. Megan Hux off of the right to Hamby. Deep right corner, Birch. Open shooter, left wing is Hux. Doesn't let it fly, though. Here's a three by Michaela Dodane. Long one, 26-footer. Hit the backboard, rim no good. Rebound, Heron. Heron darts down the floor for Rushi. Into the lane. Hands off to Plyman. Near side, Hatcher, a long J. Three-pointer short. Rebound, Mechanicsburg. Here come the Indians the other way. Dodane down the middle of the floor. Stripped from behind by Rushi. Out of bounds to Mechanicsburg. Baseline left of the basket. 8-0 start for the Raiders. 4:50 left in the opening quarter. Whitney Plyman gets a breather. She's on the sideline. Super sub Jenna Cordonier enters the game. Jenna, outstanding sophomore. I call her the super sub. She's one of my favorite players in the Shelby County League. Rushi fans talking with us in the stands here at Sydney. Inbounding left side of the basket. Mechanicsburg. Ball heaved way out on top to Hamby, who tracks it down. Hands off to Dodane. Dribbles into the paint. Leaves it behind her for the left-hand jump shooter. It is tried by Shannon Dingy, the 5'4 sophomore, off to the left, no good. Rebound Ruchik. Here come the Raiders. Good pocket pass, wrapped around, down inside. Nicely done, Cordonier to Poling. Don't know how Jenna saw her. Poling got the ball in good shooting position, and she was hindered on the shot attempt. Two free throws for Larissa. Good start for the Raiders, Chuck, offensively and defensively, right?
Well, outstanding, yep. Defensively and offensively, yeah, they're doing a pretty good job. I want to see some stats here at the end of the quarter.
Poling in and out on the free throw attempt. Cordonier, Hatcher, Poling, Plyman, Heron on the floor. Second free throw, Larissa Poling is dead on. 10-0 in favor of the Rushi Raiders. Did Poling make both? I thought she missed the first one.
No, made them both.
Here is McKinnonsburg getting it down low on the left. Wide open player for the easy deuce. Good play for the Indians. Casey Schipfer got it to go. Fine feed by Dodane. 10-2 Rushi after the two made free throws by the Raiders Poling and the field goal by McKinnonsburg, which blocks the shot by Heron and comes the other way. Awkward 10-footer, no good. Thrown back up by McKinnonsburg, strong in the rebound. And the Raiders take it off the glass with 3:52 to go in the first, leading 10-2. Plyman slows it down at the timeline. Dribbles with the left hand. Veers off to the right. Pitches on top to Heron. Shot fake, foul line. Nice feed to Cordonier. Then across the bottom of the key to Poling. Maybe one pass too many. McKinnonsburg pried it loose. Here's Dodane. Zipping down the floor. Out back to Dingy. Long three-point try. Backboard rim around and out. No good. Rebound down to Cordonier for Rushi. To Hatcher. Goes airborne on the three. Overshot it. Weak side rebound down to Hucks of McKinnonsburg. Intercepted pass. Plyman at midcourt. Three-on-two break to Hatcher. Back to Plyman. Intercepted. Good play by Dingy of McKinnonsburg, who's out in front of everybody. All the way to the rim for a deuce. 10-4. Rushi's lead is 6. 2:55 to go here in the first.
That's Schipfer. Schipfer's 14.
By mistake, Schipfer got the field goal. I thought it, you're right, it was Schipfer. Cordonier outside the arc on the left. Rushi, after the blistering start, has cooled off. Heron lights it up behind the arc, though. Big triple by Maria Heron.
It does not take much of a gap for her to be able to get that three off. She is a terrific shooter.
Nope, any kind of clearance at all, and she will rein in on a three on target on that one to make it a 13-4 game.
I see John Willoughby sitting down there, and he's yellow and black. Oh, he had to spend all of his first year money at Sydney to buy new clothes because he was at Houston so many years.
He's wearing shorts, too.
Yeah, it's nice out there.
In fact, there are some spectators in the crowd attired in shorts here tonight.
It's been 72 on Friday. I'm going to bring my white legs up.
2:17 to go here in the first quarter, 13-4 Rushi. Here's a drive to the lane by Dodane. Awkward shot, deflected, out of bounds off Rushi. Chuck, that's about the fifth or sixth blocked or partially blocked shot. McKinnonsburg has tried numerous ones around the rim. Raiders continue to get hands on the ball. 13-4 lead Raiders after the triple by Heron. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. 25 feet away, it's Dodane. Lobs toward the middle, Poling on the intercept for Rushi. Backcourt to Heron, right corner Plyman. Thought about shooting. Zips it into the paint to Poling. And Poling splits a couple defenders, tries to lean in toward the rim, and she is hacked on the arm. And Larissa gets two. 9-point lead, Rushi, 13-4. Fort Loramie Redskins players in the upper right corner, far side, looking on, awaiting the winner of this game in the lower bracket sectional championship at 1:30 on Saturday.
Well, they're basically watching Mechanicsburg, and if the score gets away, I promise you we'll be leaving. Because they know what they're going to get with Rushi.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Rushi won both games handily during the regular season against Fort Loramie. Poling's first free throw, lift the rim, came out. She can the second, 14-4, Rushi up 10. Minute 49 left in the first. Poling will get an extended break here at the end of the first quarter and no doubt through that first period intermission. Here is Dodane. dribbling hard up the left side of the floor. Plyman gets a fist on the ball and hammers it out of bounds. Mechanicsburg will throw back in. Megan Hucks. Hucks into Shipfer. Casey Shipfer, outstanding freshman, 5'6". Just a ninth grader. And you can tell she's got excellent instincts. Here's a drive through traffic by Michaela Dodane on the run. Weaved her way toward the rim and flipped it in on the go. A 10-footer by Dodane. 8-point lead, Rushi. Long throw down the floor to Cordagna. Baseline left to Wilson. Soft bounce on the shot. 12-footer went in. Here's Mechanicsburg having difficulty in backcourt. Field goal cameo Wilson. 16-6, Rushi. Cross-court pass by Mechanicsburg. Coming out to catch, 20 feet away, Megan Hucks. Elbow on the left to Casey Shipfer. Tries to dribble between a couple blue-shirted Raiders. And the ball is scratched away by Rushi. Goes out of bounds in the corner. Mechanicsburg will still have it. 53 seconds left in the first. Rushi up 10, 16-6. Inbounding, Megan Hucks. On top to Dodane. Left corner, Shipfer. Picked up there by Plyman. Plyman manages to claw the ball away. Good steal by her. Ball goes up the floor. Heron to Cordagna. Driving in from the left flank. Foul. Mechanicsburg at the basket. Two free throws coming for Jenna Cordagna, averaging 80 game on the year, off the bench for Rushi. 39.6 left in the opening period. Larissa Poling about ready to come back in for Rushi. Free throw here by Jenna Cordagna, up and in. Lead for Rushi is 11. Rushi Raiders have shot fouls very well on the season. Maria Aaron, 72%. Larissa Poling, 67%. Cameo Wilson, 74%. Jenna Cordagna, 66. Two shots made there by Jenna to make it an 18-6 game. And then there's a steal by Rushi. Plyman up the floor to Wilson. Elbow on the right. 23 seconds to go in the quarter. Deflected pass by Shipfer at midcourt for Mechanicsburg. Stolik was on the floor. Fed it to a teammate. Mechanicsburg down the court. Shot missed on the play, though, by Hucks. And here comes Rushi the other direction. 8 seconds to go in the period. Hatcher on the arc to Wilson, foul line. Puts it on the deck and lost it. 1 second to go, and that's it. End of the first quarter here at Sydney. Rushi Raiders 18, Mechanicsburg 6 after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack with Chuck here at Sydney High School. Lower bracket sectional semifinal, Rushi Raiders lead the Mechanicsburg Indians 18-6. We start quarter number two. Cameo Wilson to Heron, low on the right to Poling, leans in. Good play by her, and she attracted the two-shot foul. Nicely done by Larissa Poling. She's at the stripe for the Raiders. As I mentioned before the quarter's end, Rushi loves to shoot free throws. They're good at it. Timeout called. 12 seconds into the second. Raiders up by a dozen on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for even more savings at goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Raiders continue the sharp shooting at the stripe as Poling drills them both.
7 of 8 now for the game.
20-6 in favor of Rushi. 14-point cushion. Half minute gone, second quarter. Here's Schiffer throwing to a teammate outside the arc of the left. Bombs away, but Mechanicsburg's Hucks missed it hard. Rebound taken down by Rushi. Kleiman, long lob to Poling, threw her hands out of bounds.
Yeah, that was a good attempt, but that was in a lot of traffic. That would have been a tough catch for Poling to make.
Exactly. Here comes Dodane, midcourt for Mechanicsburg, signaling a play. Collision there with Hatcher, foul defensively against Tiffany. That's only the second team foul on the Rushi Raiders. Chuck Rushi has done a pretty good job of that all year long.
Yeah.
It's a lean team, no depth. Rushi plays pretty daggone good defense and doesn't foul all that often.
They're very smart.
Interception, Maria Heron. No, it's Hatcher on the steal. Down to Poling. Oh, good play by Mechanicsburg. Ripped away from her. Nice steal by the Indians. Here's Michaela Dodane. A little out of control. Herky-jerky move into the lane. Off the back iron on the shot. Rebound down to Hatcher. Up ahead to Heron. Pulls up on the arc. Lets it fly. Look out. Clanged off the iron. Into the right corner. Out of bounds to Mechanicsburg. Maria Chuck. Too open on that one.
Well, I'll tell you what, she's one of the few girls that I've watched that when she shoots the basketball for three, you're surprised when it doesn't go in.
Right. Minute 15 gone here in the second quarter, 20-6 in favor of Rushi. Mechanicsburg has Michaela Dodane on the floor at this point, along with Shannon Barch on the inside. Morgan Hamby out there. Casey Schiffer, a fine freshman, on the floor with Megan Hucks. Left wing, it's Dodane. Goes cross court to Hucks. She's on the arc. Whistles a pass on top to Dodane. And Dodane lets it fly. And she banked it in. Three-pointer straight on. 20-9. Rushi by 11. Baseline drive, Hatcher out of control off the side of the glass. No good. Rebound, Mechanicsburg. Here come the Indians. Dodane hustles down the floor. Nobody checks her. All the way to the rim, way up high off the glass. Schiffer, the freshman, tried to stick it in. Good defense by Wilson. Ball comes away to Rushi. Here comes Heron. Heron glides right down the middle of the floor. Overshoots the driving layup, and the Indians come out of there with it. A bit ragged now. Quickly, forecourt left. Shot fake by Hucks. Overshoots. Rebound weak side. Schiffer blocking a foul against Rushi. Chuck, it's warm outside, warm in here.
It is warm in here.
Rushi showing signs. Both teams, in fact, not weathering the pace of this game right now very well. Schiffer, left-handed free toss, bouncing in. 20-10. Rushi up 10, 5:37 to go, second quarter. Whitney Plyman comes out for Rushi. It will be very interesting to see on Saturday, if Rushi does win this game, the battle of attrition. Fort Loramie will play a dozen, and Rushi will primarily play no more than six in that game on Saturday.
Yeah, it's going to be 10-6. That's a fact.
Yeah. Here is Rushi up to midcourt. A turnover, Raiders. Not a good second quarter for Rushi, although the Raiders still lead by 9. 20-11, 2.5 minutes gone in the second canto. Top of the circle, Dodane angles left, feeds Schiffer left corner. Jenna Cordon, you're on her. Out back, long three ball, bullseye. Wow, where did that come from? Emma Jones in off the bench, a 5'6 freshman trying to ignite Mechanicsburg. She lofted in a three from way out back. That was out on Campbell Road somewhere here near Sydney High School.
They've got five freshmen on the roster and two more sophomores.
Here is Rushi, forecourt left, up only six now. Cordonier got the ball in open space and double dribble. Hammer that ball on the floor simultaneously with the left and the right. Rushi a bit ragged. Head coach Andy Timmerman says, we've got to talk.
Good timeout.
3 minutes gone, second quarter. Mechanicsburg has scrambled back within six now on scores.broadcast.com.
U.S. Bank business specialists provide custom solutions for every stage of your business. We're here to help your business grow from just getting off the ground to maturity. With more than 3,000 branches, we're here to guide you every step of the way. To get started, visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Some high-tech stats, courtesy of Matt Zerker, Sydney Daily News, alongside here at courtside at Sydney High School. 10 turnovers now on Rushi.
Yeah, that's too many.
6-point lead. Raiders' advantage has been shaved. It was double digits. Mechanicsburg with the ball, left corner of the floor. Nice steal as Cameo Wilson took the ball off the shoulder of Dode. Quickly, right corner Hatcher, shot fake from 20, pulls up from 15, missed it long, weak side rebound, comes down on the play to Jones of Mechanicsburg. Backcourt to Dodane, up to Schipfer. Schipfer, the left-hander, head of the key, Dodane. Wanted to shoot, didn't, and dragged the pivot foot. That hesitation cost her.
Yeah, she started to make the moves, didn't dribble the basketball.
4 minutes, 33 seconds to go here in quarter number two. Rushi stuck on 20. Rushi's gotten only 2 points in nearly 4 minutes in the second period. Wilson on the arc, not guarded, enters the lane, feeds Cordonier, spin move, down the middle of the paint, banked it, no foul, Mechanicsburg. Jenna missed one she normally would convert. She's at the stripe, though, with two coming. Whitney Plyman coming back in. Head coach Andy Timmerman of Rushi does a pretty good job rotating that sixth extra player for the Raiders in and out as each of the five starters takes spells going to the bench in the first half. Free throw by Cordonier, in and out, no good. Pinballed around, rattled, wouldn't stay in. Second one did the same. Rebound Mechanicsburg, down six. Schipfer to midcourt, 4 minutes to go. Second quarter, Schipfer on the arc. Cordonier chases. Schipfer looks inside, can't find a teammate. Bounces to Jones, deep left corner. Rotated to Dodane on top. Now Jones again, back to Dodane, picked up by Plyman. Wow, infinite range for Dodane. That was a 27-footer. It was right on line, dead on the money, a hair strong, hit the back rim. Bowling jerked down the rebound, fell to the floor, guilty of a walk.
Oh, that's the correct call. They put that rule in a few years ago so because officials couldn't make up their mind if it was a travel or not, so they just made it that.
Dodane to Hux, on top to Schipfer, pass into the paint to Jones. Rushi gets a mid on it, jump ball ensues. Mechanicsburg keeps it. 3:42 to go in the second quarter. 2 points for Rushi. In better than 4 minutes in the second period after racking up 18 in the opening eight. Far left wing, Dode nearly walks, streaks to the middle of the floor, tries to dump it down inside to Hamby, broken up and stolen by Rushi. Wilson's got it, hand off to Plyman, whips a pass up ahead to Heron. Heron on the go, top of the circle, back out to Plyman, 25 feet away. Cross court, left corner, Cordonier, nice drive, nobody picked her up, in on the shot. Cordonier with two. No one slowed her down. Jenna with a nose for the goal. Here's a quick line drive three ball. Pumped up there by Mechanicsburg. Missed hard by Hamby. It comes down to Rushi. Outlet to Heron. 22-14 Raiders. 2:58 to go. Second quarter. Here's Wilson. poor pass at the foul line. No one home. Tried to go to Cordonier. Dodane was between her and Jenna. Made the interception. She went the other way fast. Below the foul stripe, a runner. It is no good off the rim. Rebound Raiders. Still up 8. 2:35 to go, second quarter. Heron midcourt, high screen set by Wilson. And reaching in to yank it away is Jones. Another miscue on the floor, Barushi. There's a long chest pass down to Schipfer. Off her fingertips, out of bounds.
I'll tell you, Barushi does look tired.
Sure do. Raiders winded. And you can bet the Fort Laramie Redskins are taking note. It's going to be an up-and-down game on Saturday. And the Fort Laramie Chuck wants to make it a game of the Redskins 10, including the bench, against the Raiders' lean bench, and no more than 6. Here is Hatcher to Poling. To Hatcher, right back to Poling, down low on the right. Body foul Mechanicsburg. Shot wouldn't go, but Larissa is at the stripe where she has lived in this game so far.
Yeah, this will be 7-8 right now.
2:12 to go, second quarter, 22-14, Rushi. Foul shot Poling off the flange. Second free throw, Larissa. 1, 2, 3, 4 bounces, flexes the knees, and she rattles that one in. 23-14, Rushi up 9. Mechanicsburg had shaved the deficit to 6. Here's Schipfer on the loose down the lane. Ball popped in the air. Out of control. Plyman's got it. Leads a teammate down the floor. Cordonier knocked away by Mechanicsburg. Hit the last second from behind. Out of bounds. Minute 59 to go in quarter number 2. 23-14 Rushi. Hatcher will inbound. Hits a teammate right below the basket. Cordonier again ripped away from the backside. This time by Dodane. Hatchard inbound, 10 feet right of the rim. Into Poling. Poling right back to Hatcher. Passes wide, out of bounds. Another floor error, Rushi.
Very, very sloppy game here, and especially in the second quarter for the Raiders. They played a good first quarter, very bad second quarter.
The Raiders were up 18-6 after one. The Mechanicsburg closed within 6. Here's a 3-ball, deep left corner, Dodane. A little lengthy on the shot. Rebound Cordonier of Rushi. Hands off it backcourt to Heron. Chest pass down the floor to Hatcher. Stops inside the arc. Lets it fly. 17-footer. It rimmed. It comes down to Mechanicsburg. Minute 28 to go in the second. Rushi in the lead by 9. 23-14. Schipfer on the arc. Zips it cross court on the play to a teammate. Here's a long high archer from way downtown. Michaela Dodane banked it in. That's the second one from long range that has hit the glass and caromed in for Mechanicsburg.
Yeah, she got a break that the backboard got in the way of the shot.
6-point game again. Heron, shot fake on the arc. Bounce pass to Cordonier. Running one-hander. Good defense on the play, but Jones, who blocked it. Now Heron gets it for Rushi on the arc. She chucks up a 3. It rolled off. Poling can't control the rebound, and it will be Mechanicsburg's possession. 54.7 to go in the second quarter. Indians within 6 again. It was 20-14 a couple minutes ago. Rushi led by 12 at the quarter. 45 seconds remaining, first half. On top is Jones for Mechanicsburg, which is down 23-17. Here's Dodane rolling to the right. Cross court to Jones. Jones to Dodane. Dodane picked up the Plyman 25 feet out. Jones has got it. They play pitch and catch. Heron with a deflection, recovered by Jones at the timeline. 24 seconds to go in the first half. Here's Schipfer, head of the key, left corner Jones. She's shaken free, and she drills the three-pointer. Good-looking freshman Emma Jones. Three-point game.
4 threes here in the second quarter for Mechanicsburg. Got him back in the game.
7 seconds left in the half. Hatcher telegraph pass for Poling. Picked off. Here's Dodane running, shooting, 35-footer at the buzzer. No good off the backboard. And the Rushi Raiders, who led by 12 after one, come up winded here in the second quarter and lead by only 3 over Mechanicsburg, 23-20 at the half. on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
Halftime here at Sydney High School. I'm Jack with Chuck. Lower bracket sectional semifinal. Fort Loramie won the earlier semifinal, 55-32, defeating Ansonia. Here we've got a game. Halftime intermission couldn't have come soon enough for the Rushi Raiders, who lead by only three over Mechanicsburg, 23-20, after once in front, but 12-18-6 at the end of one. Brookins, the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners and many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Brookins in Fort Loramie, where your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 12 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too, with over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around. There's no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie, 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S-USA.com. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Rushi's lead is three over Mechanicsburg, 23-20. Chuck?
Well, looking at the team stats to start, Rushi was 7 of 18 from the floor. That's 38%. 1 of 7 shooting threes. That's only 14%. Made 8 of 12 free throws. Mechanicsburg, 7 of 27 from the floor, 25%. 4 of 9 shooting threes. 2 of 2 from the free throw line. 15 turnovers for Rushi, way too many. 12 for Mechanicsburg. Rebounding is even, 16 each. But Mechanicsburg has 6 offensive rebounds compared to only 1 for Rushi. Individual scoring, it's Michaela Dodane. She has 8. And then Emma Jones, the freshman, has 6. And Casey Simfer, the other freshman, has 6. They scored 6 and 14, 20 for the half. Rushi was led by Larissa Poling with 8, 7 from Maria Heron, 4 from Jenna Cordonier, and then 2 from Camille Wilson and 2 from Whitney Flyman. They scored 18 and only 5 in the second quarter. They were 1 of 8 shooting the ball in the second quarter. They lead the game, though, 23-20 at the half.
A good freshman strength for Mechanicsburg, Chuck, to go along with the experience of Michaela Dodane out front.
Yeah, I mean, I've been impressed, especially with Schimpfer, I'm sorry. I can't read my own writing.
Just call her Casey.
Casey. She, left-hander, terrific. I mean, she handles the ball well, has no fear of going inside. I've been impressed with her in the first half.
I thought Rushi drove to the basket with the ease early in the game. Maria Heron had two drives right down the middle of the floor. Mechanicsburg adjusted, really tightened up defensively and clogged the lane, especially in quarter number two.
Well, I mean, she had 7 points in the first quarter, did not score in the second quarter. If it wasn't for Poling's free throws and the one basket by Cordonier, they would not have been, they would probably be losing in the game right now.
Well, Botkins was knocked off by Troy Christian. Mild upset last night, 39-38. Rushi tried to avoid being upended here tonight by Mechanicsburg. Raiders lead by only three, 23-20 at the half. That's our report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Adams Tech Solutions in Hannah near McCartyville is owned by Adam Rice and reaches out to help small businesses with PC and network repair, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, custom builds, and more. Plus, Adams Tech Solutions offers an array of customized promotional items for you. All available at Adams Tech Solutions. High quality computer service on time always at Adams Tech Solutions, 937-538-6948, owned by Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Now our student spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, brought to you by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. LaCal promoting student academic success on Scores Broadcast, and has done so since our start on scoresbroadcast.com 11 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. Tonight we highlight the cheerleaders for the, or I should say the seniors for the Rushi Raiders. I'm thinking it's a boys' game, and there should be cheerleaders out there. But it's a girls' tourney sectional action. And only three seniors, on the Rushi roster. Christina Garkey injured early in the season, out. Tough break for the Rushi Raiders, 6 foot post player. She is a 12th grader. Of course, Maria Heron, a senior. Tiffany Hatcher, a senior. These three young ladies will be missed. Tiffany Hatcher, second team, all Shelby County, along with Larissa Poling. Maria Heron, player of the year in the Shelby County League. Those are the three seniors, Tiffany Hatcher, Maria Heron, Christina Garkey, also a 12th grader, under the spotlight tonight thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students
students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Couple shout-outs here tonight to Rushi sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. They both came on board with us during the high school basketball tournament last March. Glad to have them on board, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Thank you very much. And we'd like to alert veterans and surviving spouses, get connected to your VA benefits. Call the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission at 937-498-7282. Third quarter underway. Mechanicsburg with the ball. Gets it down low. And here's a short shot missed on the play by Hux from 5 feet. Rushi caught a break. 23-20. Raiders up three. Opening action. Third period. Wilson in the paint. Plyman baseline left. Missed the 16-footer. Poling a nice weak side rebound, though. On the arc to Hatcher to Plyman foul line. Now to Heron. Splits a couple defenders. Dropped it. Kicked it. Mechanicsburg's got it. Rushi not sharp at all. Midcourt Dodane for Mechanicsburg. 23-20 game. Indians can cut it to one or tie with a triple. Here's a long three-try Dodane. Left flank. Missed it. No good. Ball fed to her by Schiffer, who got the rebound. Then it was punched away by Rushi. Plyman loops it up the floor to Heron. Heron nearly walked. Cross court to Hatcher, who sets up and shoots the three. Off to the right. No good. Rebound Dodane. Long throw to Schiffer. Drives with the left hand. Plyman reached in, grabbed it, and fouled her in the act of shooting, I believe.
Well, they've had three possessions to start the third quarter, and they've turned the ball over two times.
Rushi up to what, 17 for the game?
17, yep.
Wow. Schiffer, two foul shots. Mechanicsburg rolling, no good. 23-20, Rushi still up three. Nobody scored third quarter. We played a minute 15. Second shot, Schiffer dips at the waist and connects. 23-21. Rushi's lead, which was a dozen, 18-6 after the first 8 minutes, has been whittled to 2 points. Wilson midcourt. Beats pressure, goes left corner to Hatcher, on top Plyman. Back to Hatcher, left available behind the arc, lets it fly. No good, off the rim, bounds weak side. Mechanicsburg gobbles it up. Thrown on the play to Hanby. Hanby to Dodane in the paint. Good defense on the play, but Plyman, who got a hand on the top of the leather. Mechanicsburg wanted a foul, wasn't called, ruled a jump. Good decision by the referee. The trick call, and the Raiders get it. Mechanicsburg was shooting there for the tie, but it didn't happen. Hatcher, Wilson. Hatcher right back to Wilson down the left side of the lane. An attempted block at the rim by Shannon Bartsch, the 5'9 senior, but she couldn't get it done. Foul called, and Cameo shoots two. Rushi Raiders, thank goodness for fine foul shooting. Wilson with a couple right in, dead center. Boy, these free throw shooting numbers on the year are unbelievable. Hatcher at 80%, Heron above 70, Wilson above 70. Jenna Cradonier, 66%. Wilson drains two. A couple of big shots nailed by Cameo. 25-21, Rushi in the lead by four. 2 minutes gone, third quarter. Schiffer, top of the key, foul line, out back to Dodane. Plyman's got that assignment. Whitney all over her. Near side pass to Schiffer, broken up by Hatcher.
Yeah, Whitney doesn't normally find somebody she's as tall as when she guards.
Inbounding right in front of us for Mechanicsburg is Morgan Hamby. Ball lob cross court to a new player in now, Rosa Link, 5'8 senior. And the ball was lobbed down inside, and Mechanicsburg got an easy deuce. Who got the short bucket, Chuck?
Schipfer.
Casey Schipfer made it a 25-23 game. And then Dodane steals it midcourt. Rushi stole it right back. Heron on the loose. Here's a reach-in foul from behind. No, it's not called. It's out of bounds off Mechanicsburg, though. Link appeared to have hooked Heron, who was going toward the basket.
She put her arm around her back, and then she hacked down on her on the shot. But other than that, yeah, it was clean.
No foul called. Rushi does retain possession. Well, Raiders should have been shooting, too. Heron fumbled the ball, top of the key. Dodane bust out against Plyman the other way. Drive, shoots, and scores, and we're tied up. 5 minutes to go, third quarter, 25-25. Heron, top of the key, finds Poling wide open. Indians defense goes to sleep, and Poling gets the quick deuce. Mechanicsburg had knotted the score with 5:10 to go in the third at 25-25. A quick field goal by Poling puts Rushi back on top, 27-25. Here's a near steal by Hatcher. Hatcher does get it away at midcourt. Drives down the lane. A runner banked it too hard. And Mechanicsburg's got the rebound. Here's Schipfer. Oh, what a pick set at midcourt against Hatcher, who went flying. Dodane faked the three, gave it to Schipfer. Shot fake, lets Hatcher fly by, and drains the 16-footer. Schipfer hits. Timeout, Rushi. Mechanicsburg's got the Raiders in trouble. 27-27 tie. 4.5 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car's down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
Enter Jenna Cordonier. Raiders need a lift. Quickly, Rushi breaks the full court press for Mechanicsburg. Down the floor to Jenna, low on the left, and she's belted on the play. She's awarded two free throws. Game tied at 27. 4:21 to go here in the third quarter. Rushi led 18-6. Mechanicsburg has tied it twice here in the third at 25 and at 27. The free throw by Cordonier dances all around the rim and comes off the front and hits the floor, no good. Second shot, Jenna Cordonier spins the ball and hits. Got a favorable roll on that one. Rushi in the lead by one, 28-27. A near walk at the timeline by Jones of Mechanicsburg. Outside the arc on the left. It's fed on the play to Hux. Rotating is Dodane. Bounces to Schipfer straight away. Schipfer controlling. Here's a long three try. Dodane from no man's land hit the back brace. Good hard fight for the rebound. It's tied up at the elbow in the left. It's ruled Mechanicsburg possession on the arrow.
I don't think Michaela's seen a three-point shot she didn't like.
No. Every one is a good one. Jones inbounding, near side, Dodane, 3:52 left here in the third quarter. Foul line extended left, Jones, 15-footer deflected on the play by Rushi. Raiders come out of there with it. Quickly down the floor, Wilson, left corner Hatcher, back to Heron. Little pick and roll with Wilson, who catches foul line, juggle the ball, hangs on to it though. Ball thrown to Hatcher in the lane, she maneuvers, push off foul against Mechanicsburg. As Hatcher was twisting through the lower part of the paint area, didn't get the shot off.
ball out of bounds to Rushi, baseline right of the rim. 3:29 left to be played here in the third quarter. Substitution, Link out for Mechanicsburg, which has Dodane, Schipfer, Jones on the floor, along with Hamby, as well as Hux. Ball inbounded by Rushi, picked off on the play by Mechanicsburg. Here's Dodane on the dead run down the floor, lickety-split. Threw it up, no good, no chance to make it. But there was so much contact, the officials had no choice but to give her two free throws. Michaela Dodane took off like a house of fire the other direction. After the turnover by Rushi, two shots, a chance for Mechanicsburg to go into the lead. 28-27 Rushi, 3:23 to go third quarter. Dodane swishes, and we are tied up at 28. Mechanicsburg has not led. Opportunity for a one-point edge. Dodane dips the knees way down to the ground. Shoots and hits, and Mechanicsburg leads. 29-28, Indians. 3:19 to go, third quarter. Against pressure, Rushi throws it wildly down the floor. Intercepted. Raiders coming unglued. Dodane, top of the key. Bounce pass outside the arc on the left to Schipfer. She enters the paint, pulls up from 15. Cross court to Jones, who backs up and shoots the three. Count it! Mechanicsburg leads by four. 32-28. 2:55 to go in the third quarter. Rushi's in some hot water. Here's Cordonier driving baseline left. Lobs it back out to Heron. Between the rings to Plyman. Plyman on the bounce. Boy, Dodane's done a very good job on Heron, who can't shake free. Right corner Hatcher back to Plyman, 25 feet away. Chuck, describe Mechanicsburg's defense for us right now.
Well, right now, I mean, they're playing good defense. They're playing straight up, but Rushi's just turning the ball over. That was just an unforced error again.
Yep.
That's a 22nd turnover.
My goodness. Cordonier fumbled the ball out of bounds as she was dribbling in from the right corner. This is the poorest we've seen Rushi play all season. Down by four. 2:19 to go in the third quarter. Here's a pivot move in the lane. Awkward shot by Hamby, deflected on the play by Rushi. Raiders to midcourt. Heron's pass is banged out of bounds by Schipfer. 32-28 Mechanicsburg. Rushi scored 18 points in the first quarter, and in the last 14 minutes, only 10. Here's Poling, 25 feet away on the right. Gives it up right corner to Hatcher. Out back to Plyman. Foul stripe, Cordonier, shake and bake down the lane, left-handed near the rim. Oh, my goodness. It did everything but go in. Pinballed around and came out. Lid on it right now for Rushi. Mechanicsburg with possession. Cross-court pass intercepted by Hatcher, and then a foul, Schipfer on the shoulder.
Well, Jones stood there, and she looked at it and looked at it and looked at it and then tried to throw it. That's never going to work.
You're saying it might have been telegraphed?
Well, yeah. I mean, Coach Dodane was making sure that she understood that was not a good pass.
So Mechanicsburg with a possession to go up a 6 or 7. Turns it over back to Rushi. Heron flips a pass up to Cordonier. The pressure by Mechanicsburg, three-quarter court style, has slowed Rushi down. Here's Heron straight away. Guns a 25-footer, no good. Rebound Hatcher low on the left. It's short. And Mechanicsburg yanks it off the glass. Cameo Wilson with a desperation tie-up from behind, got a break. Could have been a foul.
Yeah, she had a little smile on her face. She knew it was a foul.
Minute 34 to go, third quarter. 32-28. Rushi down four. Raiders in nearly 15 minutes of playing time, only 10 points. Foul line, Hatcher out back to Heron, left open. This one could be on the money. It's a little short. It was online, but hit the rim, wouldn't crawl over. Rebound Mechanicsburg. Could the Rushi Raiders, Chuck, being so lean with no one on the bench, only six who see a lot of duty, could Rushi be winded from the lengthy season? Game number 24.
They look absolutely tired right now.
Great drive by Mechanicsburg. Who got that goal from the left corner?
Dodane.
Dodane with a splendid maneuver along the baseline. She tight-roped and laid it in. Rushi hoists up a quick three. No. Heron let it fly. Didn't connect. Rebound Mechanicsburg. 45 seconds to go in the third. 6-point lead, Mechanicsburg. Here's Schipfer. Pick and roll in the lane. Ball fumbled, picked up by Dodane. 25-footer way up in the air off the back iron. Rebound down to Heron. Heron hustling up the floor. Bullet pass to Plyman. Driving left-hand layup. Got it! And a foul against Mechanicsburg.
Boy, I'll tell you what, that stopped the bleeding. They needed that one.
34-30 in favor of Mechanicsburg. It had been 34-28. With 30 seconds to go in the third. Great pass there, Heron to Plyman, as Maria spotted her and threw her a laser some 50 feet down the floor as Rushi whipped the press. Hey, a good strategy by Mechanicsburg, which has a little more depth than Rushi, pressuring the Raiders all over the floor. Missed free throw. Great rebound by Poling. Baseline right to Hatcher. Into Poling. Now to Cordonier. Out back to Heron. And Heron stepped too long with the right foot, and as a result, dragged the pivot foot ever so slightly.
Boy, I sure didn't see that.
Well, I'm describing what the official thought.
Oh, I understand.
18 seconds left, third quarter. Mechanicsburg with possession. Up four, 34-30. Ball thrown to Schipfer, right corner. Passes wide. She can't hang on. It goes out of bounds. Rushi down four, 11 ticks on the clock, third quarter. Big possession. Pressure at midcourt. Indians try to slow Rushi down. Ball lobbed ahead to Hatcher. 5 seconds to go. Left corner three by Cordonier. Hits it! Hits it! At the buzzer! Oh, that could be a big booster right there. Jenna Cordonier was found open. The Indians did not cover her up. And Jenna drilled a line drive three, a deep one left side of the floor. Mechanicsburg up one after three on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Rushi Raiders scored the last 5 points in the final 30 seconds of the third quarter to clip a 6-point Mechanicsburg lead down to one. We start the fourth, 34-33 Indians. Ball lobbed, top of the circle, Schipfer left side, Dodane. Oh, she likes every shot she sees. Good from way outside, a 26-footer by Michaela Dodane. Nothing but cord. 4-point lead Mechanicsburg. Cordonier top of the key. Right side Hatcher for Rushi. Back to Cordonier. Spin move below the foul stripe. Good feed low on the right to Poling, who overshoots because she's whacked from the backside. And Larissa gets a pair. Boy, this Mechanicsburg Indians team, Chuck, lights it up from long range. We said in the pregame there'd be a lot of threes tonight. How many has Mechanicsburg made?
They got four, five, six.
By what, at least three different players? Jones, Dodane.
Jones and Dodane.
They've got all six.
Got them all.
Larissa Poling, free throw line for Rushi.
She missed the first.
Her first free throw bounded off the iron. No good. Second shot, Larissa in the air. Yes, all net. 37-34, Mechanicsburg in the lead by three. 7:20 left to go. Dodane again, deep right corner triple. It hit the back of the rim, went up, hit the backboard, and teetered on the top of the glass. Don't think it hit a support up there. If it did hit a support, it was out of bounds. If it didn't, and stayed on the top of the glass. It's in play.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if it hit it or not, but they sure called it.
The referee said out of bounds. Break Rushi. 37-34. Mechanicsburg. Ball thrown to midcourt to Atcher. Down the floor to Cordonier. Cordonier kicked it around and then threw it away. Clearly, Rushi is winded, out of gas. Can the Raiders come back here in the last 7 minutes, trailing by three? Baseline right. Oh, wow. Did Mechanicsburg get away with a walk? Morgan Hamby took three steps, missed it anyway. Rebound, Rushi thrown away at midcourt. Chipper's got it, and she's plowed to the floor from behind by Poling. Four team fouls on Rushi. Raiders, by the way, are in the 1-1. 6:50 to go in the game. Rushi's in trouble, down three, 37-34.
Boy, I'll tell you, they're just making some really bad decisions right now.
Yep, uncharacteristic play by the Raiders. Haven't seen them perform like this all year long. Deep in the left corner, Dodane's got the ball for Mechanicsburg. Oh, a good aggressive defensive move by Plyman, who reached in with both paws and got the benefit of a jump ball. Raiders arrow. Pressure from Mechanicsburg. It's causing Rushi trouble, disrupting the offensive flow. Heron up the left side to Plyman. Long lob pass down to Poling. Baseline right to Hatcher, out to Wilson. On a weave to Heron. Maria down the lane. Doesn't look to shoot. Had an opening from 10 feet, didn't let it fly. Plyman low on the right to Poling. Defensive foul against Mechanicsburg.
Should be the 1-on-1.
Tell you what, Chuck, Mechanicsburg has really no answer if Poling gets the ball in close. About all the Indians can do is slap down on the arm. Larissa back to the stripe. She has been there often in this game.
This is her 11th.
6:22 to go in the fourth. 37-34, Mechanicsburg ahead by three. Jenna Cordonier will check in soon for Rushi. 1-1. Cordonier was not in the act of shooting. Foul shot by her. Got it. She's now 7-for-12 at the stripe. Well, we saw how important missed free throws but Botkins were last night. You've got to make them late, especially in close tournament games, if you want to survive. Two free throws good by Poling of Rushi. 37-36, Raiders within one. 6:15 to go in the game. Schiffer, deep left corner, baseline drive, pulls up. Wilson reaches in, jerks the ball away. It's a tie-up. Mechanicsburg era. Tenacious defensive effort there by Camille Wilson. Baseline left of the basket. Mechanicsburg will trigger. They look for Schiffer, can't find her. Ball thrown by Hamby. To Hux, to Schiffer, to Hux cutting, Poling blocked it, took it away. Mechanicsburg reaches in. What do we have? Foul or a jump? It goes against the Indians, and I think Poling will shoot the 1-and-1 at the other end. Well, Larissa's going to get 20 free throws before the night's over.
I would throw the ball down to her on the block every time down the floor.
Yep, sure would. Mechanicsburg can't respond. Don't have nearly the height. 1-and-1 for Poling. Rushi down one. 6:06 to go. It hit the front rim, backboard, kerplunk. It fell in. And Mechanicsburg gets a timeout with a game tie. Rushi has rallied back from trailing by six. 34-28, 37-37. Deadlock. Six to play in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
High-quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Larissa Poling, after the timeout by Mechanicsburg, towed the stripe immediately, waiting on the ball from the official. 6:06 to play, fourth quarter. Poling, free throw for the lead in the air. Good, and Rushi's back on top by one. 38-37.
11 of 14 from the line for Larissa.
Larissa Poling red hot at the stripe. I may have miscounted earlier and given a wrong set of figures. 11 of 14. Larissa's free throw shooting has enabled Rushi to get the lead back. Here's Ship for left corner. Hands off to a teammate at the foul line. Short jumper by Hanby. Almost stuck on the rim. It came off. Rebound of Arushi. Tied up on the play by Mechanicsburg. Raiders possession.
Got to be strong with the basketball on a rebound like that. You can't just get the ball and just wing it out on an outlet. You got to make sure it's there.
Hanby had a good look below the foul stripe for Mechanicsburg, but misfired. Heron in backcourt. Raiders need to get her going. Maria timeline behind the back of the dribble. High screen by Wilson. Heron free throw line poked away from behind by Dodane. It goes out of bounds. Well, Michaela Dodane has been feisty.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I mean, I watched two of her sisters play. This does not shock me that she's this type of a tenacious player.
5:28 to go in the game. Ball inbounded to Wilson. Missed the 10-footer. Rebound Poling, 5-footer. It rimmed and came out. Here's Dodane the other way. Collision in the half court. Foul, Rushi.
That's only 14 fouls on the Raiders.
Raiders have two more to give before Mechanicsburg shoots. 5:19 to go, fourth quarter. 38-37, Rushi. Here comes Whitney Plyman for Tiffany Hatcher. Baseline right, Emma Jones to trigger. Look for Dodane popping free, or maybe Schipfer. Ball entered, left corner, deflected. Hamby caught it, nearly raked away by Rushi, but a hooking foul on the Raiders. Looked like Rushi got pretty much all leather on that one. It's not a shooting foul, though. Mechanicsburg ball out of bounds right of the rim. Indians down one, 38-37.
Well, you just really kind of hate to see an official make a call that he thinks might happen instead of what really does happen.
Mechanicsburg scored just 4 points in the last 3 minutes plus. Rushi wants down six late in the third, leads by one. Here is Schipfer. Left-handed drive across the paint after gathering the inbounds pass. Missed it too hard. Rebound down to Heron. Up ahead to Plyman for Rushi. Back to Maria. 5 minutes even to go in the game. Rushi nursing a precarious one-point lead. Trying to get a berth in the lower bracket sectional championship against Fort Loramie Saturday at 1:30. Hatcher, Plyman. Hoists up a three ball. Short, no good. Rebound. Poling is good. And a foul on Mechanicsburg. Larissa Poling is unstoppable right now for the Raiders.
She's got 17 points. She has just been outstanding.
The shot by Plyman for Rushi was way short, Chuck. Thank goodness for the Raiders. It served as a pass.
We're going to give her the assist.
Free throw Poling. She made the goal. It was an add one. She swishes the free throw again. And Rushi's up four, 41-37, 4.5 to play in the game. Schipfer on the arc for Mechanicsburg. Schipfer on the dribble, foul line in the lane. Leans in, hooks to Hanby, shot fake, lays it up. Yes, no, she walked. She scored, but the official on the far side of the floor negated the basket.
And that was the correct call. I mean, she did get fouled, but she took three steps before they hit her.
Rushi in backcourt, slings it up the floor to Hatcher. Near side, Heron. Lob to Wilson. Crossover dribble right into the hands of Hanby, who took it away. Indians arrow.
Yeah, I'm not sure where she was going there.
Nope. We near the four-minute mark. Rushi up by a scant four, 41-37. But the Raiders did trail by six late in the third quarter.
And this is all with Maria Heron scoring 7 points all in the first quarter. She hasn't scored since.
Midcourt, Dodane nearly walked. Gave it up on the play to Barch. Out back to Jones. Three-point mark. Doesn't shoot. Goes to Barch. Foul line. Back to Jones. Available. Lets it fly. Hit the back brace. No good. Rebound. Hatcher scooped it up. To Plyman. Back to Tiffany. Forecourt right. Wilson baseline. Wraparound. Poling. Good! Oh, what a pass. Wilson to Poling. Raiders finding Larissa left and right. Here's a three, Dodane straight away, 25-footer, clanged off the rim. Long rebound, Plyman midcourt, 2-on-1 to Hatcher. Drives, and she's fouled by Mechanicsburg. Rushi trying to take control. Raiders up six with 3:39 to go. Two free throws upcoming.
Well, they played Rushi basketball in the first quarter, and now they're in the last
3 minutes, they're playing it again.
And the tire team right now appears to be Mechanicsburg. Momentum has shifted. 3:39 to go in the fourth. 43-37. Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
Tiffany Hatcher at the free throw line for Rushi. She drops it in. The lead for Rushi is 7. Raiders played about as poorly as they can perform in the second and third quarters, but have shown a second wind here in the fourth. Hatcher hits them both. Rushi up by 8. 3.5 to go in the game. Schipfer, right side Jones, lobbing down inside for a teammate. Intercepted by Poling at both ends. She's been dynamite. Long pass down the floor to Wilson. Around 2 players to the rack. Laid it up, no good. Got the rebound, and she's fouled. Psychology of this game has shifted. It's been a game of runs. Rushi owned it early. Mechanicsburg dominated the second and third quarters. Fort Loramie Redskin players across the way, having watched all but 3 minutes of this game, heading for the bus, figuring Rushi is going to pull away and win this. Redskins no doubt expecting the Raiders to be the opponent at 1:30 Saturday afternoon. Wilson's free throw is good. Second shot, cameo on the way. Yes, again. Chuck, look at that stat sheet. What are the Raiders for the game at the free throw line? It's unbelievable.
4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. They've shot 28 of them, and they've missed 7.
I was going to say
21 of 28.
6 or 7 missed. 75% foul shooting for Rushi. Dodane just uncorked a long 3 ball for Mechanicsburg, which is coming unglued. It hit the corner of the backboard and bounced out of bounds. Rushi up over the timeline, ahead by 10 now. 47-37. 3 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Hatcher, far side of the floor. On their dribble, looks for help. Covered up defensively. 2 team and a foul by Mechanicsburg. Couple ladies for the Indians put the sandwich on her. Foul picked up by Hux. Double bonus, Rushi. Hatcher at the stripe. 47-37 Raiders. Make it 48-37 Raiders. 22 of 29 shooting free throws for Rushi. Second free throw, Hatcher in again. Rushi up a dozen, believe it or not. 49-37. Schipfer down the floor for Mechanicsburg. And Hatcher runs her over from the backside.
She saw an opportunity for the steal, but then she didn't quite get there. But it's still only 6.
Common foul. Ball out of bounds. Mechanicsburg. Left side of the basket. 2:49 to be played. Rushi trailed 34-28 with about 3 to go in the third quarter. And since that point in time, a 19-5 run, or I should say a 19-3 run by the Rushi Raiders, who commit a foul right here, sending Hanby to the free throw stripe with a 1-1. Shots up, no good. In fact, it was in the act of shooting. She's awarded a pair. Rushi up 12 after being down by 6 late in the third, an 18-point swing. Shot in, and it's 49-38. Rushi ahead by 11. 2:40 to go, fourth quarter. Heron lobs ahead to Hatcher. between the rings to Heron. And Rushi's gotten this done, as Chuck noted a few minutes ago, without scoring support from Maria Heron. And now the Raiders spread the floor. They're in the double bonus. Heron to Hatcher at the timeline. 49-38 Rushi. High dribble by Tiffany. Went down to one knee. Maintained control of the ball. Gave it up to Cordonier, or I should say to Plyman, who's over and back at the timeline.
Yeah, that was the correct call.
Yes.
There might have been a little contact, but you can't get yourself that close to midcourt.
No. 2:16 to go in the fourth. Here's a lost ball at midcourt by Mechanicsburg. Might have been a violation. Dribbling up the near side goes Dodane. Body foul by Rushi. 1-1 for the Indians. 2:09 remaining. 49-38 in favor of Rushi, which trailed 34-28 at one point. My math tells me that's a 21-4 separation over the last roughly 8 minutes of this game. 2:09 to go. Fast shot by Dodane, up and in. She earns the bonus.
That is the strangest free throw form that I've ever seen a kid, especially for somebody who makes them.
Yeah, it is unorthodox. Just over two to play. Rushi up 10, 49-39 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in. And I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. AAG, American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
Dodane back at the free throw line for Mechanicsburg, her second shot of two. Dips the knees way down to the floor, then straightens back up and arches it in. 49-40, Rushi ahead by nine. Clock winds down near the two-minute mark. Maria Heron has not scored since the first quarter, correct, Chuck?
Correct.
Ball lobbed ahead to Hatcher outside the arc against pressure. She tracked it down. Rushi in the double bonus. Hatcher 30 feet away, hands to Heron. Heron picked up by Schipfer. Heron splits two players, deals down inside to Wilson for the gimme. Mechanicsburg on the chase of Heron. She outran him. And Wilson was wide open, 51-40. Rushi by 11. Valiant effort by Mechanicsburg, but to no avail. Here's a wraparound pass down inside by the Indians. It's lost. It's on the floor. Tie-up ensues. Rushi possession. Raiders up 11, 51-40, 90 seconds to go. Well, one thing head coach Andy Timmerman is happy about, Chuck, is the fact that his ladies knew when to get it turned on, but you don't want to wait till late third quarter, early fourth quarter to get it turned on.
You won't come back on Laramie if you give him that kind of a lead.
Exactly. Here's a missed shot by Wilson inside. Rebound down to Schipfer. Up the floor for Mechanicsburg. Poked away from behind by Hatcher. Loose ball might have been touched by the Indians. It's given, though, to Mechanicsburg. Raider crowd didn't like it. We're sitting amongst the blue and gold here at side court. A minute 10 to go. Rushi up 11. 51-40. Ball lobbed into Dodane. Here's a 25-footer, a skyscraper. It didn't catch the rim. Saved inbound. No, it wasn't. Indians with an effort below the basket to flip it back into play, but it went into the second row at side court, and Rushi's got it. Heron lobbing up the floor to Plyman. 1 minute to go. It's going to be Rushi in Fort Loramie in the lower bracket sectional championship Saturday at 1:30. And Jackson Center against Troy Christian in the upper bracket final at noon on Saturday. Heron bumped at midcourt, and she'll shoot the double bonus, going for her first point since the first quarter of this game. Maria dips the knees and connects. Let's keep tabs on that Rushi free throw shooting, Chuck. It's
24-31 now.
Approaching 80%. Up and in again by Aaron. Got them both. 53-40. Rushi in the lead with 13. Here is Schipfer deep in the right corner. Shot deflected by Poling, who came out of nowhere for Rushi. Boy, that's about the 15th or 16th blocked shot by the Rushi Raiders in this game. They had a slew of them in the opening 4 or 5 minutes. The ball was eventually touched last by Mechanicsburg and went out of bounds. 35 seconds to go. Wilson in backcourt. Hands off to Plyman. Plyman 70 feet from the hoop. In trouble. 10 seconds clicking. Up ahead to Heron. She dances across. Deals to Hatcher. Hatcher at side court in front of the Raiders bench. She's boxed in. Head coach Andy Timmerman gets a timeout. 21.6 to go. Rushi in the lead by 13. Chuck will keep it right here. Raiders and Redskins, 1:30 on Saturday. Jackson Center, Troy Christian, noon on Saturday. Should be two very good sectional championship games. One thing we have experienced about Rushi, Chuck, the Raiders are good enough. They don't need Maria Heron to hit her per-game average each contest. She's at a little over 14. Rushi gave Versailles all it wanted earlier in the year on a day when Maria, I think, scored just 4. In fact, she was out of the lineup for a few games. Raiders survived for a long time tonight without Maria being an offensive threat.
Well, they're just the opposite of what Botkins did here last night. They won the game standing out there from 15 feet making free throws.
Yep, Rushi fouled again, and Tiffany Hatcher strolls to the stripe once more. 19.9 to go, 53-40 in favor of Rushi, which simply racks up free throw after free throw. One made after another. Wholesale changes by Rushi upcoming with 19 seconds left in the clock. Nice comeback by Rushi, which trailed by a score of 34-28 with under 3 to go in the third quarter. 26 points by the Rushi Raiders, Chuck, in the last 10 and a half minutes. Hatcher missed one. Finally, the Raiders did not connect in a foul shot. And Mechanicsburg throws it out of bounds at midcourt with 14.4 to go. It was 34-28, 26-6 since that point in time with under 3 to go in the third quarter.
That would have been 44-12 counting the first quarter.
There you go.
So other than that, I mean, Rushi just ran away from him.
Mechanicsburg had its way with Rushi in the second and third, but Rushi had its way with Mechanicsburg in the first and fourth, and then some. A last-second shot by Rushi from the far corner is no good, and the game ends. The Rushi Raiders stage a huge comeback here tonight, storming from 6 behind late in the third to beat Mechanicsburg by 14. Valiant effort by the Indians. It falls short. Too much firepower for Rushi. And splendid free throw shooting by the Raiders. Larissa Poling was dynamite on the inside. Rushi wins to set up the Rushi-Fort Loramie rematch for the third time this year. The two clubs collide 1:30 on Saturday afternoon in the lower bracket sectional championship. Jackson Center, Troy Christian in game one at 12 noon on Saturday. So many thanks to our grand underwriting sponsors, our anchors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio region, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. The Bluffton University MBA Program. Brookins in Fort Loramie. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Clancy's in Sydney. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at goffneyfurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. the in-between just south of Botkins. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. In Rushi, gratitude to the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, on board with us since last March, here on scoresbroadcast.com. Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions in Anna near McCartyville, plus an array of customized promotional items for you, too, including mugs, T-shirts, and pens. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to 8 expanding divisions. Thanks, Wells Brothers, Inc. And for you veterans and surviving spouses, get connected to your VA benefits. Call the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, 937-498-7282. Well, Chuck, the stats on this game, overwhelming indeed in favor of Rushi at the end. Not so much in three-point shooting, but certainly field goal percentage and at the free throw line.
Well, McCansburg was 1-for-11 in the fourth quarter shooting. Yep. That's 9%. Rushi was only 3-of-9, but they were 15-of-17 from the free throw line.
Wow.
For the game, they shot 76%, 26 out of 34. In the individual scoring, Dodang ended her career for Mechanicsburg with 19. The freshman, Schipfer, had 11, and they got 9 from Emma Jones on 3 threes. Larissa Poling, 20 points tonight for Rushi, and she is the Clancy's player of the game.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Please stay in touch with our scoresbroadcast.com website if indeed we do have a game tomorrow from Franklin Monroe at 7:30 between Anna and Preble Shawnee. We will display it on the website tomorrow morning. We'll contact the Anna and Preble Shawnee school districts, let them know we are covering the game. Anna having beaten West Milton in an upset 44-40 on Saturday, takes on Preble Shawnee tomorrow evening, and we'll make that announcement tomorrow morning if we do cover that game. For sure, we've got action on Friday night, Jackson Center. Boys play in Piqua D4 sectional action. That tip, Chuck, is at 7. We'll be on the air at 6:45 on Friday evening for boys action from Piqua. Don't forget, doubleheader Saturday right here. Jackson Center, Troy Christian, girls upper bracket D4 sectional title game, followed by the 1:30 tilt, Rushi Fort Loramie, the lower bracket sectional championship game. Chuck, how do you describe the performance by Rushi tonight?
Very uneven, outstanding in the first quarter and outstanding in the last 5 minutes of the fourth quarter.
What do you think enabled the Raiders to get a second burst of energy, another win after looking so fatigued in the second and third? I don't know what other word to use to describe it.
Well, I think one of the things is that they had no answer. McCainsburg had no answer for Poling inside. I mean, she had 20 points, and she was just terrific. But Dodane, you know, she had 19, and then Schipfer had double figures also, but mm-hmm. they really didn't have anybody else to go with them, where six players scored tonight for Rushi to go along with Poling's 20 points.
And the free throw shooting by the Raiders
amazing.
Was marvelous. If Rushi shoots fouls at less than 50% like Botkins did last night, that Rushi's in serious trouble, probably gets nipped.
Well, yeah, I mean, and they shot a lot of them, too. Yep. So, yeah, they shot. When you can shoot 76% and shoot 34 free throws, you've had a pretty nice night.
Rushi Raiders advancing now to 19-5 on the year. The Mechanicsburg Indians, a young club, one which we'll be heard from next year, closes out the campaign with an overall mark of 13-10. There's Larissa Poling calmly coming out of the locker room, returning to the floor, smiling as if it was just another day at the office.
Well, she's only a sophomore. I can't wait to watch her the next 2 years.
What a game by Larissa. Brett Gish is our scorers, broadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Game one tonight, won by the Fort Loramie Redskins, victorious by a score of 55-32 over Ansonia. And here in the nightcap, the Rushi Raiders wind up defeating the Mechanicsburg Indians 54-40.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.